2. Philosophy. Listen to a lecture in a philosophy class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Okay, today I want to look at two different philosophical ideas. Both have been very influential since their development, but they each have their own viewpoints on the world and on reality. In fact, though they are each based upon the metaphysical, that has to do with things that are not strictly physical, but also things like, truth or casualty, they differ on a number of points. These ideas are objectivism and solipsism. It'll be really easy to compare them since they're so different. Let's do that now. We'll begin with their ideas about reality. Now, objectivism is an idea that was formed by a woman named Ayn Rand. It basically theorizes that, apart from the world, we know there is another reality that is completely separate from what we perceive with our minds. So this reality is considered to be, independent from what we think or what our minds tell us. It's there, no matter what. But now, solipsism is completely different. It argues that perhaps not only is the reality we perceive with our minds the only one, but it is also created by our minds, so to speak. What I mean is, as far as solipsism is concerned, the mind is the only thing that really exists. So the two ideas are really kind of at odds with each other. They're very much opposite. Okay, they also differ in how they understand the things that make up this thing called reality. Now, in comparison with objectivism, solipsism advocates that the existence of anything outside the mind really can't be proven. What's a good example I can use? Let me think. All right. See that apple on the table over there? How do you know that it exists? Your mind is telling you that it exists, but what if your brain is manufacturing it? Then what? You wouldn't actually know whether your mind was creating the world around you. You would have no way of knowing if it was real or not. So that's solipsism's idea of reality. Now let's take objectivism's view on that apple. Unlike solipsism, objectivism argues that the apple on the desk is really there. Even if you were to walk out of the room, that apple would still be there, right? Because with objectivism, your perception of it has nothing to do with the apple's actual existence. Instead, the world is the way it is regardless of whether your mind perceives it. Got that? Objectivism argues that reality exists apart from your mind. Solipsism contends that your mind is the only reality. Let's look at another way that the two philosophies vary. Objectivism suggests that a reality separate from our own minds is substantiated by our sensory perceptions, smell, touch, sight, and even things such as intuition. Solipsism, on the other hand, would argue that things outside of the mind aren't really there. All of those sensory perceptions are just the product of the mind. Remember, that's the main theme with solipsism. Everything that we perceive, whether sensory or not, is simply created by the mind. Objectivism believes it actually exists, independent of, of how our minds function or perceive it. Really, all objectivism and solipsism have in common are their metaphysical roots. They both deal with an idea, the idea of reality. Their interpretations of that reality, though, are completely different.
1. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
In fact, though they are each based upon the metaphysical, that has to do with things that are not strictly physical, but also things like, truth or casualty, they differ on a number of points.
Why does the professor say this?
That has to do with things that are not strictly physical, but also things like, truth or casualty.
Two. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
It argues that perhaps not only is the reality we perceive with our minds the only one, but it is also created by our minds, so to speak. What I mean is, as far as solipsism is concerned, the mind is the only thing that really exists.
Why does the professor say this?
What I mean is,
Three. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
Objectivism believes it actually exists, independent of, oh, how can I put this? Of how our minds function or perceive it.
What does the professor mean when she says this?
Oh, how can I put this?